Pope Benedict visited the Basilica of St. Paul's outside the walls yesterday to preside over a special ecumenical Vespers service, which marked the feast of the conversion of St. Paul and the end of the week of prayer for Christian unity yesterday. Irene Lagan reports.
Gathered around the tomb of the Apostle Paul, Christian leaders of nearly all churches and ecclesial communities prayed with the Pope for Christian unity. It was a year of anniversaries, 100 years since Father Paul Watson, at the time an Episcopalian minister, founded what was then known as the Octave of Prayer for Christian Unity, 25 years since the beatification of Sister Maria Gabriella, a patron of unity, and 40 years since the Faith and Order Commission of the World Council of Churches and the Pontifical Council for Promoting Christian Unity joined together to begin planning the theme and program for the Week of Prayer. The Secretary General of the WCC, Reverend Dr. Samuel Kobia, addressed the Pope before Vespers began.
Prayer has been the spiritual foundation of all efforts that led to the ecumenical movement and the achievements of the past. Jesus Christ gave us the example to pray for each other when he prayed for the apostles and all of his disciples. Indeed, our ecumenical commitment rooted in his prayer that all may be one.
Touching on the theme this year, Pray Without Ceasing, Pope Benedict used his homily to speak about how prayer is the root of ecumenism.
Questa sera le parole dell'apostolo sul rapporto tra sforzo umano e grazia divina.
Pope Benedict said that St. Paul, despite all his efforts to spread the gospel, also insisted that it was the grace of God working through him, not his personal work. He said at the conclusion of the Week of Prayer for Christian Unity, "We are also conscious that the unity with God and our brothers and sisters is a gift from on high. It is not in our power to decide when or how this unity will be finally realized. Only God has the power to make this happen." The Pope noted the various anniversaries being celebrated and said that history has always given us people who pray and work tirelessly to bring about unity among Christian believers. He concluded by pointing out that next June, he will open a year dedicated to the witness and teachings of the Apostle Paul. He asked for the intercession of the saints to stir up fervor in building up the body of Christ and to help bring all Christians together in unity.